Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Superior Livestock, proud to present Gulf Coast Classic number 5, Thursday, April 16th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 37,400 head, 10,800 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 9,700 weaned calves, 5,500 calves on cows. For details when a lot will sell or for more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, cash cattle activity still undeveloped going into this morning, with bids and asking prices seemingly hard to pin down, with the lighter expected packer runs and increased troubles keeping plants either operational or near full speed. The question of how many additional cattle will need to be bought to fill the lighter runs could delay most cash market activity until late in this week. The announcement that the JBS plant in Greeley, Colorado will be closed with an anticipated reopening the last week in April will not only create significant uncertainty in the market, but will also cause a major impact in overall numbers of cattle moving through the system. Mixed trade likely to redevelop in hog trade this morning, but there are underlying concerns of packer activity levels through the next couple of weeks and how this will further disrupt the overall hog and pork system. Given the aggressive supply levels of hogs in the past year and growing amount of pork in storage through the year, it's premature that the country will run out of pork anytime soon due to a pullback or packer activity. Wheat markets are sharply lower overnight, with Chicago wheat down double digits, while hard wheat contracts are off 5 to 8 cents. Additional sell pressure from yesterday's session looks to bleed over into today, as traders seem to have moved past the frost freeze event in the southern plains. Slightly lower corn prices overnight as July corn follows wheat lower and attempts to close lower for the third session in a row. Traders are bracing for another ugly ethanol production report from the Energy Information Administration this morning. Most analysts agree with the USDA's decision to cut 2019-20 ethanol demand for corn to just over 5 billion bushels versus the 5.3 billion bushels the year before. And the soy complex is rallying overnight, led by soy meal and soybeans, with the former looking for its first higher close in 11 sessions, basis the May contract. The more activity traded July soy meal contract made fresh contract lows yesterday, with spot prices at their lowest level since February 6th. We'll check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, April live cattle up 270 yesterday, 93.70. June up 242, 83.80. April feeder cattle up 137, 116.40. May was up 40 cents, 114.85. And May hogs down 167, 38 even. Kansas City wheat, May down 10 and a quarter, 483 and three quarters. July down 9 and three quarters yesterday, 491. Chicago wheat, May down 6 and a quarter at 548 and three quarters. July down 5 and three quarters at 549 and three quarters. May corn down 5 and a half, 326. July down 4 cents at 332 and a quarter. May soybeans down 7 and a quarter, 847. And July was down 6 and 3 quarters, 855 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.